as we get 1 year out from Rio, the road gets closer and closer. And, you know, here on Spano Black, we're always good about keeping you up with everything that goes on with the Olympics. And we're joined by Olympic gold medalist Lauren Perdue this morning. Good morning, Lauren. Thanks for getting up so early and taking some time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bob Black here, and I'm glad to have you with us. I always get a kick because of all the people that we interview, I have a soft spot for Olympians. And whether they're medalists or not, just the road to get there is just awesome. And I look at what you guys and gals do, and to me, it's just an extraordinary thing. And talk about the path that you have taken to get to where you are and why you continued to want to strive towards Rio after winning Olympic gold.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I grew up as a swimmer. I'm actually a native of Virginia. I was born in Charlottesville. And I just grew up loving the water and always had, a passion for competing. And so it was really just a natural transition for me. And being able to really just go to the Olympics was a dream come true. And then winning a medal on top of that was just the cherry on top. So, it's really something that's near and dear to my heart, and I wanted to, give it another shot after the 2012 Olympics, and I swam pro for about a year in Charlotte, North Carolina, and after that, I just decided to retire and move on from the sport of swimming.
That's you make an interesting point there. Swimming pro, everybody thinks you guys are just rich after
right.
You win a gold medal, and you got to go out and earn a living just like everybody else. And how difficult is that to do, being in the sport that you compete in?
It's really challenging, especially since U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams are not government funded. So it's really important to have sponsors, and to have a sponsor, especially like Liberty Mutual, who's there, stepping up to the plate to support the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic athletes, is just, really meaningful. And I definitely, know the challenges of having to swim pro and having to look for funding and look for sponsors. And so I really appreciate, what it takes to swim at a pro level.
And you have the support of family and friends as well around you. Talk about what that means to you and how they go about supporting you.
Yeah, my whole life, I've had great support from teammates, parents, coaches, friends, sponsors. And so it's really, very, very important to have that kind of support network. And you can ask any professional swimmer, any Olympic level athlete, and they will tell you that they have not gotten to where they are today without the support of, their teammates and their parents and their coaches and their sponsors.
Well, it's interesting because we get into conversations here, and we've heard the stories, 100 miles walking through the rain and getting to the swimming pool, and the pool had a leak and it was dry and all that kind of good
right.
stuff. But the reality is that you do make a sacrifice, not only what you have to do as far as training and everything else, but there is a sacrifice as far as what you're able to do and not do on a social level, even when you're in school and you're younger and just doing the normal things like dating and going to the prom and stuff like that. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, that's a very good point. Especially I think in high school, I really struggled, and I think a lot of people struggle, with setting their priorities straight and making it a priority to, put in the hours in practice and, really commit to the training schedule. And so that's something that I think has really helped me throughout the years is because I've had to be very dedicated to this sport. I think it, really teaches young kids especially, the meaning of tenacity and perseverance and hard work. And so really to be any athlete, I think, at a young age and to make it to the top level of their sport, they've really had to sacrifice a lot to be able to get there.
Well, I've always found, and throughout my career, other than my co-host, who is a good guy and happens to be a friend, as a general rule, I don't hang out with people in my profession or that are like really associated with my profession. I find that I try to be a better rounded person by hanging out with people who do different things. Do you find that your social circle consists of people in your field, or are you able to expand it a little bit and get out there and hang with other folk?
That's a good point. I think in college, my social circle really consisted of primarily swimmers because we spent, almost 24 hours a day with each other, whether it was in class, having the same classes, whether it was in the weight room, in the swimming pool. That was really the group that I spent the most time with. But I really tried to branch out and meet, other athletes at UVA and also, just regular students. I think it's really important, like you said, to branch out and, have other commitments and other friends outside of that social circle that you're so familiar with.
Lauren, you raise an interesting point. You're at UVA, and what was your major there?
My major was anthropology.
Okay, why anthropology?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. I actually have always been interested in anthropology. I focus primarily on archaeology. So I just have loved, the history behind it. And I also think it just helps you understand people. It's the study of people and the study of cultures.
And that's interesting because of the amount of travel that you do. And you're very interested in working with children as well and the impact that kids have had on you. In the 90 seconds or so that we have left, talk about that a little bit before we let you out the door.
I just love, reaching out to people. I'm here in Richmond today to meet with the Liberty Mutual office here to kind of spread the Olympic spirit now that we're 1 year out. So I just love to share my story and try and encourage kids and adults alike, and that's just something that I've really kind of cherished, especially the 2 years now that I've been out of the 2012 Olympics in London.
And, as you go forward, I guess, the real question is, once you're done with Rio, you're going to continue to try to make a living at it swimming professionally? Do you have an interest in, hey, my career is going to be anthropology, or what direction do you think you're going to take it in?
Well, I actually have recently retired from swimming, so I'm really now just a spectator, and I'll be cheering on my teammates, my former teammates that will make the Rio team. So, I'm just looking to start a career in Charlotte in commercial real estate, and still remain connected to the sport of swimming as much as possible.
Yeah, I guess a better way to phrase it is after Rio, because you're still involved with Liberty Mutual and all that
kind of
good stuff. Are you going to stay in the sport,
Definitely, definitely. It's definitely something that I hope to do, whether it be, doing swim clinics, doing events like this with Liberty Mutual. I definitely would like to stay involved.
Well, and truthfully, once you're a gold medalist, you're always a gold medalist. They'll never take it away from you. So, I guess that's a lovely thing to go forward with, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And it's something that I'll always cherish and have for the rest of my life.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. And as we get closer, we'd love to have you back on and discuss the team itself, because, it's still yet to shake out who's going to be going where and doing what and all that kind of good stuff. We'd love to have you back to talk about it.
Well, I'd love to be here.
Well, thanks so much, Lauren. We appreciate the couple minutes.
Thank you. Have a good
one. Anytime. Lauren Perdue here on The Attack.